Ted Woodward and John Whitmer. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is Monday, January 12th. As we begin a new week here in January, we'll be taking a look at protests overseas.
I'm Rodney Price. A body was found in Lake Afton over the weekend. We'll check out the status of the investigation coming up.
Currently in Wichita on this Monday morning, it is mostly clear and 30 degrees. Our full weather forecast is on the way in just a few minutes. Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests, leading President Trump to believe that the country's government may be crossing a red line set by the United States.
President Trump is closely watching the protests in Iran, so much so that he's set to meet with administration officials tomorrow to talk about next steps. The president, who has promised to respond forcefully if Iran resorts to mass violence, suggests the country is close to crossing his red line. The Human Rights Activists News Agency says at least 500 people have now been killed. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. options are not limited to just military strikes. Officials are also expected to consider boosting anti-government sources online, deploying secretive cyber weapons against Iranian military and civilian sites, and placing more sanctions on the regime.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report.
A shooting happened at a trailer park in Wichita in the 4100 block of South Hayesville near the Kansas Turnpike and MacArthur Road. The call came in shortly after 10 p.m. as the victim was on the way to the hospital. The victim is expected to survive.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a body was recovered from Lake Afton Saturday afternoon.
A little after 2 p.m., a deputy patrolling Lake Afton Park was contacted by a person who reported an unidentified object floating in the water near the dam on the south side of the lake. Deputies were unable to identify the object and requested help from Sedgwick County Fire District Number 1. Their crews deployed a boat and recovered a man's body from the water. A positive identification was not possible due to the condition of the body. At this time, it's unknown if the remains are that of Ian Shelton, who went missing near the lake in early December. The remains were taken to the Sedgwick County Regional Forensic Science Center, where an autopsy will be performed. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Ahead of the March 3rd special election, there has been an unexpected snag regarding a proposed 1% sales tax in Wichita. On Friday, the city said it was notified by the Sedgwick County Election Office that 11 of the county's regular polling locations won't be available. It's a move that'll impact around 26,000 voters. The election office explained that the need for alternative polling locations will initiate, or rather inflate, the election's cost to $170,000 because $20,000 will be spent mailing out postcards with updated voting locations for the voters who are affected.
A 24-year-old Wichita man who beat his mother to death has been sentenced to life in prison.
Devin Joel pleaded guilty in December of 2024 to first-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated robbery in connection with the May 30th, 2023 death of Casey Joel. According to a probable cause affidavit, 911 received a call from someone saying a man tried to kill his mother and was beating her in the head with a landscape brick. Officers arrived and found Casey's body in the backyard of her home near Central and Edgemore. A judge sentenced him Friday to life with parole eligibility after 25 years, plus an additional 226 months. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The debate continues nationwide about the shooting death of a Minnesota woman by federal agents and whether it was an act of self-defense.
Trump border czar Tom Homan said he won't judge if the woman shot and killed by an ICE agent, Renee Good, was a domestic terrorist. He does say she shouldn't have been where she was.
If you want to protest, protest, but don't actively impede and interfere, and certainly don't drive a 4,000-pound vehicle toward an officer.
Minnesota Democratic Mayor Jacob Fry said you don't have to believe either side. He thinks video tells the story.
You had a person that was definitively trying to just get out of there. They were trying to leave the scene.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Good's death sparked protests nationally over the federal presence in U.S. cities. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A comic book sets a new record, and you know, there's good and there's bad when it comes to anything, including AI. Maybe this will focus on the bad. And we have our full weather forecast coming up shortly to see how we get started on this week on Monday, January 12th, here on Woodward and Witt, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:09 here on this Monday morning, a rare comic book sets a new record.
This comic opened the book on the superhero genre.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Before Superman got his own comic books and TV show and movies, his origin story was included as part of Action Comics No. 1, which came out in 1938 and sold for 10 cents. Only about 100 are known to exist, and a copy, once stolen from actor Nicolas Cage, just sold for a record $15 million, beating Superman No. 1, which sold for more than $9 million last November. Metropolis Collectibles Comic Connect, which negotiated the deal, says both buyer and seller are remaining anonymous. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
How come I never own any of those $15 million comics?
No, neither do I.
Generative AI continues to push the limits of both free communication and good taste.
Elon Musk's XAI quickly moved to restrict image generation through its Grok artificial intelligence following worldwide outrage over the AI's use by some to generate sexualized or nude images of real persons, often celebrities, and namely women and children, calling into question matters of consent, harassment, and even digital stalking. Both the company and Musk personally condemned the misuse, but the EU is demanding the company retain records pending possible investigations. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's 6:10 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And on your Monday morning commute, we'll keep you updated all morning long on traffic conditions. Jad Chambers will help you out with that.
Well, the traffic conditions this morning, actually, really nice out there. Not too many issues on the roadways. The traffic volumes, still fairly light. I'm not seeing too many problems out there just yet. In fact, that heaviest traffic right now, east and westbound on MacArthur Road between Oliver and K-15. Right there by Bowen. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast as we get into a new week. Here's Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We'll see a few clouds this morning. Otherwise, sunshine and a milder Monday afternoon. A high of 60 with the southwest breeze 5 to 15. Clear and lower 30s overnight. Even warmer on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, turning partly cloudy. High 64. Cold front moves through on Tuesday night. May see a sprinkle. Otherwise, windy and much colder on Wednesday with a high of 45. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky as we await the sunrise. A breeze out of the south, it is 30 degrees here on this Monday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Woodward and Witt, beginning week number 2 on the air.
Yeah, we survived.
Here we go. How was the weekend?
Boring, but that's okay. I was actually in the mood for a lazy... Well, you know, we prepared for the snow, so we didn't make any plans, and then that turned out to be a dud. So that's okay. We were ready, and the city of Wichita was ready. I noticed they were all, you know, had everything treated and turned out didn't need it.
Officially 0.2 inches on the west side of town at the airport. I feel like on the east side it was 0.0.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
I don't think it even made it.
It was unimpressive, but that's okay.
Don't think it made it past the... You know, the big ditch.
No, and you had the Shocker game. They outperformed.
Shocks played well yesterday,
which is good. Unfortunately, my Jayhawks failed to do the same, but that's all right. You know, they'll bounce back. I saw Bill Self called
them
out.
Nobody wins at West Virginia.
No,
West Virginia.
Except West Virginia. They can't take it on the road.
They
apparently,
lost a home game.
No.
So yeah, so here we are on a Monday morning. So, glad to get at it, Jad. Your weekend.
My weekend was pretty good. Watched a couple of hockey games, enjoyed Blackhawks splitting one win, one loss, and not too bad a weekend. So, yeah, and everything was good. And like John said, it was a little uneventful, a little boring. I was kind of expecting, just due to some behind-the-scenes things here, I was kind of expecting like a panicked call or two.
Weather-wise?
You know? No, just from things going wrong here. We made some fairly substantial equipment changes last week, and there was the chance I would be needed, you know, to rapidly make some kind of a change this weekend a couple of different times, but everything went well. So.
That's good. That's,
yeah. You know.
No watched, news is good news.
Yeah. I watched a couple of movies. One I'd seen, one I hadn't seen. I watched Hoosiers over the weekend.
That's a great movie.
Which I just love.
Gene Hackman movie.
So much. And I watched the Downton Abbey finale.
You know, my wife and I watched that not too long ago. We've loved every one of their films, and we're planning to take another trip. It'll be my fourth trip to Scotland. It'll be her first. England, Scotland, and what did you think of the?
Well, I mean, they wrapped it up.
They wrapped it up.
They wrapped it up.
Which, that's kind of that's the way we viewed it. It was they wrapped everything, but it was kind of a.
It was a little bit
let down.
It was kind of sad at the end. Yeah,
yeah. It just sort of like, oh, okay. Yeah, it was sort of anticlimactic.
There was a little bit of melancholy there, but yeah, you know, that's what you do when you wrap up something that people love. Yeah.
It didn't really overwhelm you. It wasn't a wow moment, but then again, how else would you wrap it other than to just sort of have everybody wander off? And it was fine, but it was just sort of... I really enjoyed, if you haven't watched the series, I would encourage you to do so. It's a great series, but... how else would you end that? If you watch, there's a spin-off series, and it's really a good show on Amazon Prime. But, it was a great little movie. Fun watch with the missus.
Kind of like you, Ted. I watched something that I'd seen before over the weekend. I don't know why I just landed on it. I just watched Blazing Saddles again.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you can't. No. That's good.
Well, yeah. It's one of those things. Unlike you, though, there was something I was planning on watching that I didn't even get a start on. They have finished Stranger Things now.
Yeah.
It is all out. And I've watched the first, like, half of the last season.
I'm the same way. I've watched the first half, but haven't watched the rest of it.
And I haven't seen any of the rest of it yet. So I do need to do that. You know, it's weird. The same thing happened to me. I was thinking about this. The same thing happened to me. Breaking Bad. I watched the first half of the last season and kept putting off watching like the final couple of episodes. I didn't watch those last couple of episodes for almost a year, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, I haven't watched the rest because I'm the same way. I watched the first four episodes and haven't watched the rest of that. We are caught up. We just watched the latest episode of Landman. I don't know if you're watching. That is a phenomenal TV series. If someone's looking for a great series, Billy Bob Thornton, it's a fantastic show. Sam Elliott's now on. They brought him on this season. It is a great series. I highly recommend it. At one moment it'll make you laugh. The next moment it'll make you cry. The humor, the writing is fantastic. It's a great series. I highly recommend it. Great show. Fantastic. I don't know, Ted, if you watch it, but
I have not watched
Landman. It's on Paramount Plus. Very good show. It's another Taylor Sheridan show.
That's why I haven't seen it. I don't have Paramount Plus.
Go get it. It's well worth it. Trust me. It's a great series.
Of all the different streaming services, that's the one, that's like the next one on the list. I think when I finally drop Disney Hulu at some point, once I finally get all the way through my Simpsons rewatch, or not rewatch, at some point in the Simpsons, I stopped watching it. And so there are like 12 seasons of it I haven't seen.
I only got Disney Plus for the Star Wars stuff, for Grogu and all of the different iterations of the Star Wars.
So once
franchise.
I finally get caught up on all of the Disney stuff, I'm going to drop it for Paramount Plus, mostly so I can see Star Wars stuff, but maybe I can pick up Landman too.
I'm a Trek Star Wars geek. Yeah. I'm a nerd. Yeah. That's the only reason I got Paramount Plus was to watch Mandalorian. So what can I say? There you go. I've admitted it publicly. It's like AA. I'm admitting it. That's the first step in recovery. I'm admitting I'm a geek.
It is 6:18 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And as we were just talking about earlier, let's talk about Shocker basketball yesterday. Home game at Coke Arena yesterday afternoon. The Shockers and North Texas. And this was a game that the Shockers controlled. And they had not beaten North Texas since they rejoined as conference foes for the first time in a long, long time. But yesterday it was a game for the Shocks and a game for one guy in particular. Kenyon Giles, the senior, had a day. And Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had lot of fun covering it on 103.7 KEYN.
Penetrates down the left side, back out on the wing. Giles' his first three, good.
Why not?
Why not, indeed.
My.
His first three-point attempt of the day. He drilled it. He's got 22, and the Shockers lead by 17. Puts it on the floor.
And he wasn't finished. Giles kept shooting.
Puts it on the floor. Throws it out to Giles. Long three. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Halfway between the top of the arc and the center jump circle, and he buries another one. He's got 33 points.
A career high. 13 of 17 shooting yesterday. A perfect 4-for-4 from three-point range. And he's now set a career high in three of his last four games. Shockers win it over the Mean Green, 78-67, the final score. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
We shoot 51% against a top 30 defensive team in the country, but it's the turnovers, right, that just make it inefficient basketball. Need to clean that up, but, you know, to go up 17 and then basically kind of, it got down to 8, but just kind of kept it above 8 the whole time is a much better response than what happened a week ago.
After the game, some comments from Wichita State's Caron Boyd.
KG getting off early, having 33 points. We feeding a hot hand. So, obviously, we want him to keep scoring. Like, let the match burn out. But for him, it never burn out. So, definitely focus more on the defensive end and let him go over the offense and try to fit in where I can.
All right. So, the Shocks now 10-7 on the season. 2-2 in the conference, tied for 7th place. And back in the win column after 2 losses. Shocks are 8-2 on home court this season. Take a look at pro football in the playoffs yesterday. The San Francisco 49ers go into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles 23-19. We will have a new Super Bowl champion this year. The Eagles will not repeat. Getting a lot of playing time for the 49ers at safety, the rookie from Kansas State, Marquise Siegel. And you heard the action yesterday on KFH.
Ball is just inside the 22. We're down to 9:22 to go on the fourth. Handoff. Barkley, he gets hit hard. Siegel and Barkley may need a moment. There was a shot down low, and his body just crumbled.
It's a really nice job by Robert Saleh because he had Marquise Siegel, the backup safety who's out there, had him come in very late down into the box. So he was the unblocked defender that made the tackle.
Yep, the rookie out of K-State, Siegel. Third most tackles in the game yesterday with 8. As the 49ers advanced, the Eagles eliminated. In other NFL action yesterday, the Buffalo Bills beat Jacksonville. Jaguars eliminated. The New England Patriots win at home, beat the Chargers. Chargers eliminated. Bills and the Patriots move on, as well as the 49ers in yesterday's action. One more first round of playoff game tonight. It's in Pittsburgh. Steelers hosting the Houston Texans. Houston on a 9-game winning streak. And the Texans are favored by a field goal in that one. Live coverage. 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that game over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Happy birthday today. A pretty good pitcher that came through here. Paul Rushel, former Wichita Arrows pitcher, 79 today. Really good starting pitcher for the Arrows for 4 seasons in the early to mid-1970s. 25 wins, 26 saves. And then he pitched for 5 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Chicago Cubs. Former Arrows pitcher Paul Rushel, it's his birthday. He is 79 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where you can drink Buffalo Sweat and help Buffalo right here in Kansas. This month and next month at all 3 WBC locations, a portion of the proceeds from every draft pint of Buffalo Sweat Oatmeal Cream Stout will help support Maxwell Wildlife Refuge. Well, that's awesome. WBC, pizza and beer made here. 6:23 here with Woodward and Witt. A traffic and weather update is on the way. And let's talk about the Mediterranean diet and what it can do for oral health. Coming up next on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta here on KNSS. Ted Woodward, John Whitmer with you here on this Monday morning, January 12th in Wichita. Currently, it is mostly clear as we await the sunrise. It is 30 degrees. A wrong-way driver died after causing a crash involving 3 other vehicles in northwest Wichita early last evening. Lieutenant Dave Albers with the Kansas Highway Patrol says troopers first got the report of a wrong-way driver just before 6:45 last evening.
Dispatch took a call of a wrong-way driver that was eastbound in the westbound lanes of K-96. While units were en route to try and intercept the vehicle, it got to about West Street and was involved in a head-on collision.
That collision involved a Jeep Cherokee and then a Toyota Camry. The wrong-way driver's vehicle was a Honda Accord. It stopped across the roadway and then was T-boned by a GMC Yukon, both vehicles ending up in a ditch. The wrong-way driver, a 74-year-old man, was ejected from his vehicle. He was hospitalized in extremely critical condition and later passed away. State troopers said the driver was traveling the wrong way for at least 7 miles.
A competition to design a missile that can help Ukraine hit targets as far away as Moscow.
It's called Project Nightfall. The British government is asking defense firms to come up with a brand new weapon for Ukraine. The device should be a ground-launched tactical ballistic missile with a range of over 300 miles that could bring military targets in Moscow within range. According to UK government documents, forces will need to be able to launch multiple missiles in quick succession, then withdraw within 15 minutes. UK Defence Secretary John Healey saying he's determined to put leading-edge weapons in Ukrainian hands. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
With the new legislative session getting underway here in the state of Kansas, many Kansans feel property taxes, one of the main issues that needs to be addressed. State Senator Chase Blasey asked if he agreed.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that every Kansan from every corner of the state is passionate about as they continue to see rapidly rising property tax bills. You know, here in our neck of the woods in Sedgwick County, it's no secret. I think the average property tax increase was 11 or 12%. And so people are just getting tired of the double digit increases. And so that is why, as the president alluded to, the Senate has passed a constitutional amendment several years now to cap it at 3%. And it's our hope that we got to get this under control somehow.
Chase Blasey was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Thoughts from Chief of Naval Operations Admiral David Claudel, the and Marine Commandant General Eric Smith about America's renewed focus on naval shipbuilding.
Admiral Caudill says the reinvestment in shipbuilding is necessary.
When you want to deter conflict, you have to have capability. It's got to be present. It's got to be on the battlefield.
General Smith says that is extremely challenging when it comes to shipbuilding, though, because
there's no shipbuilders left in America. There's welders, pipe fitters, steam fitters. And if there's not steady work for them in the shipyards, they'll go elsewhere.
He adds,
can't buy back those employees once they go to work for Tesla or Ford Motor Company.
Admiral Caudill says any difficulties must be overcome.
To be a great superpower, we have to be a great sea power.
He also criticizes those claiming a rise in defense spending is not necessary.
It is expensive, but the alternative is much more expensive.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Maxim Nomov, a 24-year-old from Connecticut, fulfilled the hopes of his late parents by making the Olympics team for Team USA. U.S. Figure Skating announcing its full squad of 16 athletes for the Winter Games during a made-for-TV celebration yesterday. Nomov's parents, Vadim Nomov and Evgenia Shishkova, were returning from a talent camp in Wichita less than a year ago when their American Airlines flight collided with a military helicopter and crashed into the icy Potomac River, killing all 67 people involved. 28 of those victims were athletes, coaches, or parents connected to U.S. figure skating.
A Derby woman has been sentenced to over 3 years in prison for her involvement in a crash that killed a teen just south of West Wichita. Trisha Greer received her sentence on Friday afternoon for involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. 18-year-old Bethany Leggio was with a large group of people at 55th Street South near Hoover Road on May of 2024. The group was commemorating a 16-year-old motorcyclist who had died in a crash just days before. Leggio was hit by Greer and died at the scene. Greer will also have to spend 3 years on post-release supervision.
The process is moving along for a memorial to a man considered to be one of America's founding fathers.
Saturday, January 10th, marked the 250th anniversary of the publication of Thomas Paine's famed pamphlet, Common Sense, considered a landmark document that helped inspire the 13 colonies to declare independence. The British-born Paine might finally get a long-anticipated tribute from his adopted country. A Washington, D.C. memorial was authorized by a 2022 law, but still awaits approval from the Department of Interior and Secretary Doug Burgum and the go-ahead to place it on the National Mall. A Burgum approval would send the law back to Congress for enactment and a 2030 monument completion deadline. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
NASA has announced possible launch dates for our return to the moon.
The mission of Artemis II is to return humankind to the moon for the first time since Apollo 17 Commander Gene Cernan stepped off the lunar surface on December 14, 1972.
We leave as we came. And God willing, as we shall return.
NASA announced February 6 as the earliest date, with 12 more possible launch dates stretching into April. The plan is to have astronauts orbit the moon and then land on it during a different mission next year. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And KNSS breaking news at this hour. One person is in extremely critical condition. There's been a shooting this morning in southwest Wichita just during this past half hour. At 55th South and Hoover, another shooting in Wichita this morning, one person in extremely critical condition. Now let's take a look at our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We'll see a few clouds this morning, otherwise sunshine and a milder Monday afternoon. A high of 60 with the southwest breeze 5 to 15. Clear and lower 30s overnight. Even warmer on Tuesday, mostly sunny turning partly cloudy, high 64. Cold front moves through on Tuesday night, may see a sprinkle, otherwise windy and much colder on Wednesday with a high of 45. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we await the sunrise. It's mostly clear. We have a breeze out of the south. It is 30 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:39 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And now it's time to check in and get great information, as always, the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Back on Friday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded slightly mixed early in the session and then sold off and closed with triple-digit losses. Now, most of the contracts did manage to stay above the lows that were made on Thursday. Cash cattle trade last week in Kansas has been at a standoff, and lean hogs traded two-sided and closed negative for the nearby contracts. At the close Friday, February live cattle, $1.55 lower at $233.72. March feeders down $3.02 at $354.70. And Feb hogs, 57 lower at 85.30. The wheat, corn, and soybeans traded and closed mixed in a narrow trading range Friday. Now today at 11 o'clock is the January supply and demand quarterly stock wheat acreage reports being released. Last week, March Casey wheat gained 15 cents. March corn gained 8 cents. March soybeans gained 17 cents for the week. Now, last week, the Dow and the S&P had record high closes. This morning, most of the wheat, corn, and soybeans are trading above last week's highs. And also, gold and silver has made new all-time record highs. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat, 8.5 cents higher, 5.38¾. March corn up 2.25, 4.48. March soybeans 4.5 cents higher, 10.67. February crude oil 28 cents lower, $58.84. February gold up $94.30 at $4,595.30. The March silver is up $4.77 at $84.11. The March S&P is 40.5 points lower at $6,965. March dollar index 35 cents lower at $98.53. And March Dow Jones futures 357 points lower at 49,369. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, Tom, how was the weekend?
It was busy. As I was telling you Friday, I had a lot of things to do getting ready for meetings that are coming up, so a lot of my time was spent working on that.
Good stuff. And, you know, and we didn't get much snow here in this part of the state, but boy, out in southwest Kansas, they're buried.
Exactly. Places out there had as much as a foot of snow, and then you put a little wind on top of that, and it makes it kind of a bad situation.
Yeah, it's no fun. They get the foot of snow, and we get nothing. If it's going to be cold, I want the snow. It's just one should come with the other or not. That's just sort of the way I look at it.
I just cannot agree with that, John. I absolutely hate snow.
Will that meltage out there help crops?
Oh, a little bit. You don't get a lot of moisture from a foot of snow, and it depends how wet the snow was. I'm not even sure if it was a dry snow or a wet snow, but it will give a little cover to the crop for the time being if we had colder temperatures, but it looks like temperatures are going to be rising again.
Yep, that's kind of the pattern we're in. Hey, Tom, we appreciate the info and have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
There he goes, Tom Leffler from Leffler Commodities with the Commodities Update every weekday morning at this time here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Another of our cast of characters is coming up, money tracker Don Grant. Updates on the great wealth transfer. Don will fill us in coming up in just a few minutes right here. Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's 6:46 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Maxim Nomov has made the U.S. Olympic figure skating team one of 16 athletes named Sunday by U.S. Figure Skating.
Two.
Body recovered from Lake Afton Saturday after a visitor alerted deputies to something floating in the water.
One.
At the 2026 Golden Globes, Best Picture for Drama went to Hamnet. That's three big things with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Chad Chambers.
Right now in traffic, I'm seeing two areas where we've got a decent amount of traffic. One of them, and this is pretty interesting actually, this is in the area around Wesley Medical Center. North Chautauqua from Central all the way to 8th and 9th Street. Just, you might want to avoid that entirely, especially if you're trying to go northbound on Chautauqua or if you're trying to go eastbound on 8th. Completely backed up. You'll want to avoid that area entirely. And again, this is affecting traffic around Wesley Medical Center. Hillside, just north of Central in that area, very backed up as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Should be pretty nice today. Sunny with a high of 59. This evening, mostly clear, low 34. Tomorrow, intermittent clouds, high of 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 32 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stick around for more Woodward and Witt. We'll be back right after this.
It's 6:48 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. As we get going here on a Monday morning, glad you're with us as we get into things.
Right after this.
Well, we are right after
right
this.
Right after this.
Yeah, we're moving right along.
Right after you.
Hey, let's, if you want to refresh what happened on the stock market last week on Friday, here it is.
Stocks ending the day and week higher with the Dow and S&P 500 notching record closes following sluggish December hiring. Tech gain while healthcare and financials lagged. The Magnificent Seven big tech stocks were mostly higher for the day and week. Shares of Alphabet rose over 1% with the Google parent hitting an all-time high for its second straight record close. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, American Express, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow up 238 points for its third record close of the year. NASDAQ higher by 191. S&P 500 up 45 for its second record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
We're coming up on 6:50 here on Woodward and Witt. Theodore Roosevelt's daughter Alice had a pet snake that was named Emily Spinach.
Emily Spinach.
Because it was green as spinach and as thin as her Aunt Emily.
Okay.
So Theodore Roosevelt, of course, there was a menagerie of animals in the White House during his years there. And one of them was a pet snake.
Now, there's a little bit of trivia that you probably hadn't heard before.
It is 6:50 here with Woodward and Witt on this Monday morning. And look who is live in studio with us right now. It is the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. With updates on the great wealth transfer. Good morning, Don.
Well,
That you gave me quite an introduction there. That's
I know. Hey, it's Monday.
We got 32 degrees, and he's still wearing shorts.
Well, I go work out after this, John. Hey, Why don't you join me next time? We'll do a little lifting.
I'm impressed. I'm just saying, I'm impressed.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. You know, I'm talking with a lot of families, about what it takes to, you know, what it means to pass wealth on to the next generations. And economists call it right now, what's going on right now, the great wealth transfer. And it's not hype. It is real. It's large and it's already underway. Research from Cerulli Associates estimates that roughly $84 trillion, that's with a T, you know, a trillion is $1,000 billion. Anyway, that will transfer generationally in the U.S. through about 2045. More than $50 trillion is coming from baby boomers alone. And that isn't a ripple. It is a decades-long wave of home equity, retirement accounts, businesses, and investments moving to heirs. And it causes people care about. A lot of them are giving money away. So how far along are we right now? Well, meaningful amounts are already being transferred each year, but we're nowhere near the end. Boomers still hold the majority of U.S. wealth, and the largest movement of dollars will occur over the next 20 years as this generation moves through its later retirement years. That means there is still time to be thoughtful and intentional. It's not all going to the kids. While most of the projected wealth will pass to heirs, estimates suggest roughly 10 to 12 trillion will transfer. Ultimately, it'll flow to charities and philanthropic causes. Boomers continue to be the most generous giving generation and are the major driver of charitable giving, including legacy bequests. So what does this mean? Well, for boomers, it's a chance to decide what story your money will tell. How much supports the next generation? How much supports causes you believe in? And how much supports you enjoying life now? For future heirs, it's wise to view any inheritance as possible blessing, not a financial plan. Plan as if you're not getting anything, whether you are or not. Now, the great wealth transfer isn't just about money moving. It's also about values being carried forward. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How come they're not, you know, sharing any of that wealth with me? Ted, have you, no one's sharing that wealth with us.
I am not an heiress.
Neither am I.
Heiress, you're not an heiress. Okay. You are definitely not an heiress.
Well, you mentioned the 20-year timeline.
Yeah, that's
got to concern nonprofits and charities 20 years from now when people don't have income to give to charities.
Well, but also with all this wealth being transferred down, it's making people who weren't necessarily really wealthy, it's making them wealthy. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in my practice. I've seen, you know, clients who are in their 40s to 60s getting huge sums of money when their parents pass, and it's helping them with wealth. And of course, they're going to create their own philanthropic thing to give to starving radio hosts.
Well, yeah.
You got to start a nonprofit.
If they need some place to send it, I'm sure Ted and I would be happy to take some.
Yeah. So a lot of charities are faring quite well.
Okay.
You know, or at least they're in line to. And like I said, there's another 20 years left on this transfer, that's going to happen, but it's huge. It's a lot of money.
How was the weekend, Don?
Weekend was good. Unfortunately, my lovely wife came down with the cold that I had last week. So she was racked up a little bit, but we got a lot of things done around the house and just kind of a calm weekend, which is nice. By the way, my house plans for, I'm building a house in Colorado. They got approved.
Well, things are just looking up.
They are. So now it's time to get serious with it. It's still got to go through the county there, and and get approved there. So I've got to get my designer draftsman person to draw up some specific construction plans. But at least the architectural review has been approved. So we're real happy about that.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's all going well.
Speaking of wealth distribution.
Well, my daughter should do well.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, this one, I'm scraping everything together I can to build this house, and it's going to be hopefully a gathering place for family. So, you know, something that family and friends.
That'll be nice.
Come on out and do remote broadcasts from there.
That sounds like a date.
Okay, let's do it.
I want to be like Cato Kalin, just kind of take up residence in some sort of a pool house you have
Ted
out back.
Ted the house boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's funny.
All right.
I've seen you in a Speedo before.
Oh,
you know?
My. So, oh, there's
so
an image.
You could be cleaning the pool, you know.
Could be. Don, we appreciate it. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Good stuff. There he goes. The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this
Ted
time.
In a Speedo.
Here with Woodward and Witt.
Ted in a Speedo.
On KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, including we'll be checking in with Drew Holmes and talk about the upcoming Rod and Custom Charity Car Show coming up this weekend. So we'll have that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll look forward to that. 657 here on Woodward and Witt, KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Hi, Wichita. This is Reese from Cavens Group, and we are...